Okay, perfect. Let me grab that. Hang on here.
Hey, Ben.
Hey, Ben.
Hello.
Hey, Ben. My name's John. I'm the director here at Local Splash. How you doing?
Doing very good. How are you?
I'm doing well. I'm doing well. It's been a busy morning, but good problem to have, I guess.
Yeah, that's awesome.
I understand that you were speaking with my representative, Tara. She asked me to jump on the line with you to go over some pricing and details.
Yeah, definitely keen to hear.
Oh, sorry. Am I catching a little Australian accent there?
Yeah.
I love it.
Like, I'm a bit of a mix, but I grew up in the UK and I spent the last 15 years in Australia, so my accent doesn't know what to do most of the time.
I can never tell the two apart. You know, it's funny. I was playing golf the other day. I made two friends, and one of them was from Australia, and the other one was from the UK, and they both sounded the same to me. So I know what you're talking about.
Yeah.
That's awesome. Well, I know you were speaking with Tara about this first page placement on Google. Did she do a good job of kind of explaining how it works or where you'll be listed?
Yeah, nah, for sure.
Okay. Did you have any questions about the listing on Google?
No, I don't think any questions. More just like, because we're starting off, it's whether like genuinely we could afford to do it. I know we're going to cut price and whatever.
Uh-huh.
And then also, I guess, understanding what it actually is.
Yeah. Here, let me
You could probably imagine all the scam calls we get just from having a business listed.
Yeah.
People
calling me all the time.
That. Oh, yeah.
Oh, geez. Okay. So I'm going to send you a couple of texts here, and this will kind of make everything a lot more clear. Okay. So the first one is just going to be like our company and our reviews. Okay. So that way you know you're talking to the right people. Our company is called Local Splash. We're in Southern California. We're right across the street from the main Google headquarters. It's called Google Building 1.
Oh, nice.
Yeah. So we're actually a Google partner company. We're affiliated with Google. When a position opens up for a local listing like this one, they'll actually create a list of you guys that qualify, and then my reps, like Tara, will get on the list, and then they basically will call out until we fill the position for this area.
Gotcha.
So you're in the handyman category, but we don't only list you for handyman. We could put you up there for, like, painting, appliance repair, small build additions, as long as it's an actual service that you'll be able to provide.
Yeah, cool.
Okay, and then the next one that I'm going to send over is the actual search results for handyman in your area. So that way you know exactly... Oh, do I hear a baby?
Yeah.
That's a little baby. Okay.
Yeah, 7 weeks old, I think.
Oh. Yeah, I could tell just by the noise. Like, I have two kids, and it's like, I know that sound. It's like, oh, infant.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's awesome. Congratulations.
Yeah, so this one, thank you. Yeah, I got a newest son on me, and then the other two running around.
Oh, wow. You have all three boys?
Little Mermaid, I think. Yeah.
It's all boys?
Full house.
Oh, man.
No, girl, boy.
Okay. Yeah, you got your hands full, though. So the sister's the oldest?
Oh, yeah. Girl's the oldest, yeah. She's, four soon, in a month.
That'll help you out a lot, though. The girls are usually a lot smarter in the beginning, and the boys are just kind of dangerous.
Yeah.
So she'll straighten them out to a certain age, and then they'll switch roles. The boys will mellow out, and the girls will go crazy.
Yeah.
Oh, man. Okay. Well, I know you got the baby there. Hopefully these texts will be easy for you to just kind of, if you want to put it on speaker, I'll talk softly and then you can click on those.
Yeah, cool.
Okay. But the handyman in your area, the spot that we're actually listing you, it's the three guys that you see there next to the map. So you'll see like Hands for Hire, Professional Handyman, Deer Handyman, Handyman LKN. You see those?
Yep.
Okay. So that's actually where we're talking about listing you. Handyman LKN does something a little more dramatic because they do this local listing plus Google Guarantee. I wouldn't offer that to you right now. I just feel like unless you have a crew of like, you know, three or four vehicles, then we wouldn't really need to do something like that.
Gotcha.
Expand that far, you know, they cover like a 100-mile radius. These local listings will cover about 40 miles around you, and like I said, we can list you 15 keywords. Yeah, so it's we'll keep you busy. You'll get like a surplus of leads from it, and you can just cherry pick, you know, what you do and don't want. You don't have to just go out to everybody that calls you.
Gotcha.
Okay.
Yeah, that's great.
The beauty of it though is you don't have to pay per lead. So that's kind of the big point there. Yeah, Tara told me she kind of cherry picked you off the list because she saw you were doing a pay per lead service.
Yeah, I just recently joined up with what are they called? Angie, I think it is.
I think that's why you're getting the call. Monthly.
Yeah. So it's like a monthly, you don't pay per lead, but you pay the monthly thing and then leads
come out of it.
Depending on how much that lead is, comes out of what your credit is, if that makes sense.
Yeah, that's kind of how Google Guarantee is. Those guys at the top with the little green check mark, you start off with like a balance of like 13 leads, and usually a lead's like 40, 50 bucks. So they'll take that total from you, and then as the leads come through, they deduct it until you've run out.
Gotcha.
Yeah. With this one, the Google Places guys right here next to the map, there's no lead fees. So it's just one flat monthly rate, and then you're up there 24 hours. Like if you get 100 calls, your bill's the same. It won't go up or change.
Gotcha.
It won't come down.
Like it's more.
Yeah.
It's like a more organic type of thing.
Well, the organic is underneath it. So we used to do organic SEO before we became a partner with Google. Now as a Google partner, we don't do just the organic stuff. This is Google Places. So the guys that you're seeing up there actually have a company that's keeping them up there.
Gotcha.
Mm-hmm.
Gotcha.
It's not something that you're able to achieve organically. Yeah, I mean, they get 90% of the traffic. So Google's like, hey, if these guys are going to get rich, I want a piece of my pie. So. Yeah. But there's guys like that all over the country. That's how Google makes their money. I'm going to send you this pricing page here so you can get a look at it. There's different packages depending on what you want to do. But the major thing is having the opening locally there. If we don't have that local opening for a handyman, then, you know, there's really nothing to offer you because that's where 90% of your leads are going to come from with these packages. Okay. But they have different things in them. Some of them have a website. If you don't have a website, some of them have Facebook ads. I see your website here. And then are you doing anything with Facebook?
Not other than like a Facebook page and then trying to be present like at least once a week. Nothing crazy at the moment.
You're not running ads through it? Like Facebook ads?
No, I haven't. I haven't run any ads as of yet. I may have done one when we first opened up, but it wasn't like I'm dropping any sort of money where it's going to do anything, to be totally honest.
Right. Okay. Not a problem. We can actually host it for you. There's a package called a Platinum Package where we would actually not just host you on the first page of Google, but it would cover like all your online marketing and advertising. So if you needed help with the website, you know, there's a team of graphic designers and professionals there that'd be able to help you with it, make sure it looks how you want it to look, run Facebook ads, Bing, Yelp, Yellow Pages. I mean, it's got everything.
Yeah.
That's the most popular for a new business. That would definitely level the playing field with you and these guys like Deer and Handyman LKN. But usually it's $5.99. So it's not exactly the cheapest thing if you're starting a business and you got three little ones running around. What I was thinking is that I could put in a request here to do the new in business credit that Tara requested, and I could put you on basically the best package, but for the cheapest package price, like that essential rate of just $2.99, and it'll cut it in half basically. And then I could also waive all your setup fees on it. So that way you don't get charged the $300
gotcha.
Setup fee for Google verification
oh, yeah.
and all those other things that we got to jump through as far as yep. creating the profiles and verifying them.
Gotcha.
So instead of an $898 investment and $599 monthly, I drop it down to just $299 out the door and then $299 monthly if you want to continue to stick with it. And I think you will. Honestly, that's the only reason why I'm willing to get the pricing down too. You know, obviously we don't want to take a
yep.
loss on it, but I have a feeling that yep. if you could pair it side by side with what you're doing now, that this will be the long-term solution for your company.
Yeah. yeah. I
those
definitely
jobs
believe that for sure.
Yeah. I mean, it's only been the most profitable way to market for the last 17 years.
yeah. Literally. I know. I find this, because I had people like from Yelp, and this is me being super honest, but
yeah,
people call me from Yelp, and I'm like, I don't know anyone who goes to Yelp, like in my own
yeah.
personal life.
Yeah.
And so I'm not going to invest in Yelp because I don't know anyone.
You know, it's funny.
Like, I've never heard anyone say, I'm just going to Yelp that.
I'm going to Yelp it. Yeah. So it's funny because you say that because in the popular directory submission and the platinum package, you do get Yelp. That's what I was telling you. This
yeah.
package will kind of cover all your bases in a sense. But yeah,
yeah,
it's minuscule. Like 90% of the jobs will actually come from just the Google Places placement. The reason
Google,
we add
yeah.
that in there is so that you don't feel like you need or you might be missing something and then go pay those guys one day, you know? We'd
yeah,
rather
yeah,
keep your
yeah.
overhead low and be like a one-stop shop for you. But I do use Yelp for some things. Like if I go to a restaurant and they don't really have pictures
looking
on the menu.
Food.
Yeah,
yeah.
food. Or airplanes, if I want to see what the seats are like on the airplanes, I'll kind of use it for those things. But not
yeah.
for a home service business, you know?
Yeah, I would be the same for sure.
Yeah. Yeah, I like looking at pictures sometimes.
yeah.
That's good for that. Yeah, but you'll actually get a lot of clients mainly, not just Google, but Facebook too. Like the Facebook ads, that's why I was asking if you actually ran the ads, because for some reason,
yeah.
when you're in the handyman category, people do actually
yeah.
search for that on Facebook. It's one of those ones that gets searched the most probably on Facebook, next to like
yeah,
plumbers right. and HVAC guys.
That's so wild.
Yeah. It's strange, right? I know. Usually I just go there, check my notifications, get off. But, you know, some people, they
yeah.
shop on Marketplace or they go searching for help on there. So I would say, you know, on average, they get about 3 or 4 calls a month. Like, it's not huge, maybe like a call a week. But, you know, from a financial standpoint over the course of a year, you know, it's pretty significant if you add it all up.
Yeah, absolutely.
Mm-hmm.
Absolutely. I am trying to, I love this and I'm very interested. Give me 1 second because my
okay.
son's trying to climb on the toilet.
No problem.
Yeah, sorry, Ben. I am definitely very keen to do it. I'm just trying to figure out, I guess, like how, because I just signed up for this Angie one. I wish I got this call a week ago.
I hear that a lot. I actually talked to a guy earlier about 30, 40 minutes ago. And same thing, he said, he's, man, if you guys would have called me like 2 weeks ago.
yeah.
yeah.
I'm actually so annoyed, but it is what it is.
Actually, I can send you
like
this. Give me 1 second.
Yeah.
So I found this article. I know there was a guy last week, and he said that he had reported them at, through this article. Let me try to find it for you. And then he called them and asked for a refund. Oh, okay, here it is. I found
yeah.
it. And they gave him his money back. But he kind of threatened them. Like, he was like, hey, I'm reporting you to the Federal Trade Commission. Because they've been shut down before. They used to be called Service Magic.
Oh, really?
Yeah, and they got shut down, and they rebranded as Home Advisor. And then, what was the other? Oh, Angie's List went bankrupt, and then the parent company for Home Advisor bought Angie's List. So now it's called Home Advisor by Angie. They call it Angie's Leads.
Yeah, that's right.
But yeah, this article, it had like the FTC, it says the Federal Trade Commission sent back 18,848 payments of over $1.1 million to service providers who were charged for M Help Desk and filed a valid claim before the deadline. But this thing's still active, so you can report it and add yourself to that, and they're already in hot water. So if you report them and then you tell them, hey, you know, I've reported you guys. I feel like this is not a good fit or it's detrimental to my business and I would like my money back. And then usually they backpedal. They're already in hot water, so they don't want to keep piling up these business owners reporting them for fake leads. Yeah, they get in trouble. Yeah. It's not that the leads are fake either, though, Ben. It's just like they're on Google. Like, I don't know if you looked at the handyman results in your area that I sent you earlier, but if you scroll down, you could see it says like top 10 best handyman in Huntersville. And basically they're putting themselves on Google, but if somebody fills out that form, they sell that one lead to like five of you. That's the problem. Yeah. It's like, obviously only one of you is going to get that job. So that means like the 80% of guys that bought that lead are just paying a lead fee for nothing.
Yeah.
You know, that's like a month of diapers.
literally.
Yeah, I used to get them from Costco, so it's literally a month of diapers. Yeah, I have one lead, and they they keep that and they run, and that's kind of how they make their money. They're like, okay, Google only has so many spots, so a bunch of business owners aren't able to get on there. Let's sign them up for Home Advisor, and then I can get leads from Google and sell it to all these guys that are on. Yeah. So it's like you guys are all in this pool of like trying to get leads instead of being in a position to have people call you directly and not have to pay those lead fees. So if you compare these two side by side, I mean, it's really self-explanatory. You know, there's a reason we offer it month to month is because these guys come back each month on their own without us requiring you guys to sign a contract.
Yeah, gotcha.
Mm-hmm.
How am I going to do this? I definitely am very keen. I am like just genuinely like because we haven't had that much coming in.
Right.
I don't know if I have the, I genuinely don't know if I have $2.99 to pay you to do.
Oh, geez.
And that's just being super vulnerable and honest.
Yeah. No, I can appreciate that. I've had guys tell me stuff like that before too, where they're like, you know, I'm going to put this on a credit card, and they're able to offset the cost though before the next bill rolls around. But what I don't want to do is put a man with three kids in a position where, where, you know, you're eating cup of noodles for a week or something, you know, it's not ideal.
Greatly appreciate that.
Yeah, that's not good. And formula and everything else is expensive.
Yeah, I'm trying to, because I've just recently, I mean, we've been here for nearly 2 years now, but when it comes to credit cards, my limits are like zero.
Oh, wow.
Because I don't have the history.
Yeah, you got to kind of build
like,
it up.
Here's $200. Great, I can do nothing with that.
Yeah, formula and diapers. Formula and diapers. Yeah, that's a big one. That's the most important thing.
Oh,
right now.
Man, how much do you say it is? $2.99.
It'd be $299 exactly for the full platinum. There is another package that I could put you on. It's a little cheaper. Yeah. But it would cut out the Facebook ads. I think you're going to want that, long-term moving forward.
Can you ever upgrade or not?
Yeah, of course.
So I'm wondering, like, if I did the minimum without the Facebook ads, and then in the future.
I want to be really transparent with you, right? Because your situation, okay? So just putting myself in your shoes. When we sign you up for Google, we have to do a verification just for your business to even exist on Google.
Gotcha.
Right? So there's three things they do. They send you a postcard in the mail, and that's how you get the little red dot on the map there. There's a little 5-digit code on the back of that postcard that comes in the mail, and that usually marks your center location for the radius that you cover, too. But we need the 5-digit number off the back of that. That takes about 5 to 7 days to get to you. If you're counting business days, it's like 3 to 5 business days. And then there's also, we have to do the, client interview, excuse me. And so the client interview, we could probably do that like later today or tomorrow, depending on your schedule. But basically what I'm getting at is like the Google stuff is going to take like a week or two before you're actually able to even benefit from Google. So we utilize Facebook in the meantime to get you leads and jobs. So in that first month, in order for us to like make sure that you're well into a profitable situation before the next bill rolls around and we have a good chance of like retaining you long term, we do use Facebook. So I'm hesitant to cut that out, especially if you're looking for a quicker turnaround time. The Google stuff is not immediate. We do have to get you verified before we can actually post you on the first page.
I got you.
Yeah. So, and that's kind of the hiccup there. So it's like I could go, hey, we can go $199 and just focus on Google, but then now you spent that $199 and you probably won't get a return until you've not only been up there but completed the job. And that, now we're looking, you know, 2-3. So, I mean, cheaper is not always better, removing that Facebook. You know, basically it'd be like you spent money and then you're going to be strapped for the next however many weeks until we get you up there. But if we have the Facebook at the $299 package, that normally is a platinum package, I know we'll be able to supplement that almost immediately and have you up there and get some leads coming in from that. And that would help you, you know, obviously get that money back a lot quicker. I just want to be transparent. I don't want you to put yourself in a position where it's like, hey, you know, I only did the Google at $199 and now I'm strapped and I'm waiting for something to come in from that in order to, So just want to be clear. But on the other side of it too, there is this hurdle where it's like the last time we had a spot open, was almost 11 months. Is it 11 months? June of last year?
11?
Yeah, no, it's like 10 or 9. Yeah, 9. It's like 9 months ago. Yeah, usually when a guy gets these spots, they hold on to them. So it's not often that we're able to just go ahead and put a business on the first page. I mean, we could still get you Google verified and stuff like that. That's something you can actually do on your own so people can look you up and see you. But to put you on the first page where 90% of the traffic is, we have to have a spot open.
Gotcha.
Yeah.
Yeah, because I've done like a lot of the Google, I mean, yeah, done
verification.
A lot of business profile stuff and verification and
GBP,
all the things as much as I can. But it is like Google Ads is super confusing to me. I'm not going to lie. As well.
Google Ads?
Yeah, Google Ads. That platform is confusing as.
Google Ads. Oh, you're talking about pay-per-click.
Yeah, like all that side of Google.
Yeah, they have an easier version that you could do. Sorry, I was getting a message from one of my colleagues. They have an easier version you could do called AdWords Express, but it's also kind of expensive just because you're paying per click, you know? Like, I don't like pay-per-click, pay-per-lead because it's like you're paying for this and it's like a big maybe.
Yeah, no, for sure. Yeah.
So, I mean, I don't want to bash any of Google's products, you know. We're a Google partner. We do Google Ads and Google Guarantee here, but I'm just putting myself in your shoes. Like, I'm like, okay, dad, relying on a business, trying to get the business up and running to pay for the 3 kids, you know, what's the most practical way to generate a return? Google Ads, I think the benefit though, and the same thing with Google Guarantee, is you could do that anytime. The local listings aren't like that. Those ones are based on availability, and they don't like rotate as often as the Google Ads and Google Guarantee. So I guess that's the pro to it. Like if you're not able to get this, then you could always do that. But it's just going to cost you more. And then, you know, there's going to be times maybe you pay for a lead or pay for a click that didn't actually move the business forward.
Yeah, for sure. Okay. That's helpful. Yeah. I mean, I like it. I love the idea of being in the top that people type in Handyman Huntersville and it shows up. It's obviously going to be a big win for us.
It's a game changer for a lot of people. Yeah. And, you know, it's been the most profitable way to market for the last 17 years. So it's like, if we can't get your business to the point of consistently receiving calls and jobs on a regular basis, then nobody can. I mean, Google is the most popular search engine under the sun.
Yeah. Cool. All right. What do we need to do?
So I have to create and verify your profile with us. It'll get submitted to Google, and then they'll update your Google business profile with what we submit. I'll secure the position, and then I'll schedule a client interview. When the position's secured, you're going to get everything in writing, and then you're also going to get a username and password for your tracking system, and then they'll prompt you on any additional information that we might need to verify the business profile. But once the client interview is done, it's just a matter of getting everything up and running, and then you'll feel the calls kind of trickle in. We say just be responsive to the calls and try to get as good reviews as you can.
Cool. I'm just thinking probably more widely. I'm probably going to go without Facebook ads because I'm not, as much as I want stuff coming in immediately, I'm not, I can't do it with that, to be honest.
Okay. All right. Let me do this for you then, Ben. I want you to have it just because I want to turn around. What if I could get the, with the Facebook ads down to, $249? Does that $50 help? And it still get you the Facebook?
Yeah. I could do that.
You could do that? Yeah. I don't want to cut out the Facebook. I'm telling you, that's going to be a difference maker. And I want to make sure you're profitable before the next bill rolls around. I know with the Facebook, I could probably get some jobs coming in within the next 2 weeks. So I'd rather do that.
Okay.
I'm just putting you in my shoes, or me in your shoes, I guess, just to, you know, I want to make sure that we could turn this into a long-term solution and you're not, like, in a position where you're waiting for work for a long period of time.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, no, I mean, how does that work with the Facebook ad?
Facebook ads is search ads and remarketing. So the cool thing is if, like, somebody has looked for a handyman in the last 24, 48 hours, we can make it so that you're Facebook business profile pops up to them.
Gotcha.
Yeah. So it's like even people who have searched for it in the last couple of days, we can go through to those people and have your ad be actively showing on their
just
Facebook.
Actively showing.
Yeah. Like, did you get help? Here's Woodworks. You know, here's his number. Give him a call. Mm-hmm. Yeah. That'll help us a lot because it allows us to kind of dig into people who have searched in the past, not just the ones that are actively searching.
Gotcha.
Mm-hmm.
Cool.
All right. So let me create
to do that. That would be amazing. And I can.
Yeah. We'll walk you through it. Yeah. I'll be actually your account lead, and then we'll have a team of people that are going to be helping me just do everything.
Okay.
So, all right. So let me send you my direct number and extension, and then I'll create the account there.
I'm definitely hopeful. So thank you very much.
Yeah, no, you're going to love this. Like I said, my goal is to work with you long term. I know with doing this with the pricing structure, it kind of, I don't make any money on it, but it's okay. I'd rather help you out. And if it turns into something long term, you can be like, hey, my kid's two now. And It'd be cool.
Return the blessing.
Yeah. Yeah, I have a guy who's like the first client I ever signed up 12 years ago. I still work with him. He's in the Fort Worth area of Texas, like near Dallas. And they have a huge roofing company. And it's like, I still talk to him all the time. But when I talk to him, we like never talk about the account. He just turned into like my friend.
That's awesome.
So, hey, buddy, how you doing?
That's so good.
Yeah, it's a great job. I also meet a lot of golf buddies, too, through this. It's always
fun. I was going to say that. Especially over there.
Yeah, yeah, in California, the weather's always good. I actually had one of my buddies message me right now, can you come out today? And he's like, I'm a member. I got a 3+1. I'm like, I'm working.
Oh, no.
Yeah, I'm just missing out, though.
Oh, yeah.
Okay, is Ben short for Benjamin?
Yeah.
Love it. It's my brother's middle name. And then what's your last name, Ben?
Wood. Wood.
W-O-O-D. Ah, okay. Woodworks. Got it.
Yeah. And the crazy thing is we live on Goodwood Street.
That's crazy. Okay. People probably think it's like family owned from generation to generation.
Yeah.
Okay. And then what's your business email address? I have to send a receipt and everything in writing so that way you have it all documented, everything we're doing for you, the price, the reoccurring billing.
Cool. Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's hello@woodworks-clt.com.
-CLT?
Yeah, for Charlotte.
Oh, got it. Okay. I was like, what the heck? .com. Okay, update. Okay, and is this phone number that we're on the best phone number for us and your clients to contact you?
Yeah.
Okay. Right. And then did you get the you didn't get verified. Okay. It says that you requested verification, but it's not completed. Is that accurate?
That's a good question.
Okay. They have a 15457 Goodwood Street.
Yeah, that's right.
Okay. And then it's 28078. Okay. I'm going to hide your street address since it's showing as a residence.
Oh, thank you. Yeah, I try and get rid of that all the time on anything.
Yeah. Any of the listings we create, we'll have it hidden. But anything that it's currently on, you want to go, you know, make sure you have them remove that. You know, people showing up to your house or something.
I know. Imagine that.
That'd be odd.
Yeah, it is.
Well, the good thing about the states is that it's, you know, you could, we're pro-Second Amendment, so... You gotta get them off your doorstep.
America.
Yeah, America. Should know better. Yeah, my wife's actually not from here, and so, you know, when she first seen that I had them, she goes, what the heck? She thought I was like a madman or like some kind of gangster. And I was like, no, this is just... My dad showed me how to shoot them when I was like 7. She's like, no, that's crazy.
It's so different. Like, Australia is zero. I mean, I did have friends that had some, but it was for hunting.
Yeah, I've been seeing a lot of crazy laws with Australia lately. They've been banning. I think it was like they were banning hunting and no fires on the beach. And then I'm just like, what? I don't understand that. Yeah, there's a bunch of different. They have like periods where they just kind of shift the laws, huh?
Yep. Yeah. They go crazy for some things. Huh. Some things are awesome.
Yeah.
I mean, they haven't had any...
Biodiverse.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, big time.
Probably just trying to protect it, you know? But then all I've actually never been. It's kind of like a bucket list thing, but I just have buddies and hear stories, and I'm one of those guys who used to sit around and watch Nat Geo every night. There's actually
I definitely, if you can do it at some point, I would get there because it is a very special place.
Yeah, I've always, it's on my list.
Culturally, it's just,
it's on my bucket list. I even have the little playlist ready for it, you know, living in the land.
Yeah.
I'm like, I'm always going to go there one day and listen to that song.
That's so good. Stupid. I mean, you could always stop in Hawaii on the way over.
Oh, yeah. I go to Hawaii all the time. I go to Hawaii all the time. I'm actually going in May. I have family there.
No way.
Yeah.
My wife is Hawaiian.
Oh, no way. Like indigenous?
Yeah. So, her mom and grandma are indigenous Hawaiian.
Wow.
Hawaiian. And then she's like second gen. But,
that's awesome.
Yeah. Hawaii to Australia is, you can get like a real cheap return flight because they, for some reason, have this connection.
Yeah.
And it's like 9-hour flight. And I love it.
You know what I love, actually? I remember when I went to Bali, everybody that I was hanging out with in Bali was Aussies. The whole resort. I was just hanging out with a bunch of Aussies. It was great. Man, those people could drink.
That is their destination.
I remember I went to Bali and I was so surprised. I was like, all these white people, where are you guys from? Like, I thought I was going to see a bunch of little Asian guys, you know? They're all we're Aussies. I was like, oh, okay.
That's
hilarious. I've been to every Hawaiian island. My sons, I've taken them to all four of the major ones. The last time we went was in September to Kauai, and that was really beautiful. The Nepali coast.
Amazing.
Yeah, Kauai is nuts. It's 97% uninhabited, so it's just, you're just in the jungle. Yeah, you're literally just on an island. Like, there's little stores here and there, but you could just drive off, pull over anywhere. You got your own private beach.
That sounds like a dream.
It is. It was beautiful. It was like the best 10 days I've had in a long time.
Oh, so cool.
Yeah, but we're going to Oahu here in May, on May 5th.
Nice.
Yeah, and it's weird because it's Cinco de Mayo. My wife's Latina.
Oh, cool.
Yeah, but but we're going to Hawaii.
Let's go to Hawaii for it.
Yeah. Let's go where there's, like, no Latinos. Yeah. No, yeah. But it's a good place. They live in Aiea. I have a goddaughter as well. She was born in 2016, and she lives on the island. So she's gonna be 9 in October. It's good to see
her. Wow, that's awesome.
Yeah, I haven't seen her in a while. Yeah. Last April, they came out here, and I took them to Disneyland.
Oh, cool.
Yeah, she'd never seen the mainland before. All right. So I got your account set up, though. I'm multitasking here.
You're a wizard.
Yeah, that's why they have me here. I got 3 monitors in front of me, too. I did find some hours of operation on you. I see 8 to 5 Monday, Tuesday, 1 to 6, and then the rest of it's 8 to 5 Wednesday through Friday. Why is Tuesday like that? You take the kids to school or something?
I may change it in the future, but right now
you find out you're playing golf every Tuesday morning.
Yeah. I wish it was the day I was going for shit.
Oh, that'd be nice.
But I also work for a church, like, on the weekends, and then I just block out time on Tuesday for meetings and stuff like that.
Got it. Okay. Yeah, if you surf, you would love where I grew up. I'm from Huntington Beach originally, or Surf City, USA.
Dude, yes.
Yeah.
I feel landlocked.
Yeah.
In Charlotte.
Can't be great over there, right? The surfing?
It's beautiful. Like, you get all the four seasons, all the things, but we are just, like, we miss Australia for the weather, but then we also just miss being by the water.
Mm. You can't miss the sunburns, right?
Oh, I'm like, just cook me all year round.
Yeah, you don't care.
I don't care.
Yeah, my mom actually passed from melanoma, so I'm like,
oh, man, I'm so sorry.
No, it's okay. Like, I'm really tan. My dad had some pigment. I'm half and half. My dad's black. My mom's white. But so I got a little protection from him, but I still got to wear it.
Yeah.
I still always check my skin.
Yeah.
Yeah. My doctor hates it. She's like, you're always on the beach. I'm like, I grew up in Huntington. Yeah. I go to Hawaii all the time.
Yeah.
Yeah. But I know in Australia, it's a big issue. You know, one of my buddies, yeah, he's an Aussie. He was telling me, like, that's really common. Death numbers are actually pretty high in Australia because of people getting burned so regularly.
The sun is so different over there.
Mm.
Like, anyone that visits, that I had visit, especially from here, who are in, like, hot climate, the sun in Australia is hard to explain. It is, like, insanely hot.
Yeah. It's like,
but it's just, like, the temperature may not be that hot, but the, it's almost like the UV is, like...
Yeah. That's what it is, though, because you can get burnt even in the cold if there's a high UV index.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. I noticed that. I always use that Blue Lizard sunscreen from Australia, and they have, like, the cap, and it lets you know on the cap if the UV is at a certain index, the cap turns, like, bright pink. And it's like, you're in danger.
Oh, cool.
Yeah. It must be like that all the time, though, in Australia. It must just look like it has a pink cap.
Wait, just that bottle with the pink cap.
Yeah. Like, oh, no, it's supposed to be white, but you're getting cooked.
Yeah.
Okay, so I have profile created, hours of operation set. You can accept cash, check, and card from your customers?
Cash, check, card, yeah.
Okay.
And I can do, like, the... tap my phone and all that as well. I don't know if that's an option.
Venmo, Zelle, Cash App?
Yeah.
Okay. All right. Go and save. Okay. I like to put additional fees may apply, actually, if they use that, because I think those ones charge you a percentage, right?
Yeah, it's usually like a 3%.
Okay.
Some of my stuff.
Fees may apply for digital payments. That way it's on them.
Yep.
Okay. And then I'll send the invoice so you can write this off and get it back at the end of the year here.
Thank you.
Yeah. Okay. And then for a client interview. So a client interview, they usually take about 30 to 45 minutes. But we do ask for an hour in case the call goes over or you have extra questions. The main agenda for this is just to set up, like, your keywords, the areas we're targeting, basically customize the campaign to your company.
Okay.
What time do you think will work best for you?
I can do today.
Okay.
And can do, it's already 11:43.
Times
how 40. Quick can you book it in?
Okay, I have to notate it, but if I go really fast here and we secure this payment, I can have someone circle back with you at noon, like 12 to 1.
Oh, yeah, that'd be epic.
They usually don't ask me, they usually tell me to give them at least 30 minutes, but I'll try to...
Even if you did, like, even if they could do 12:30 to 1:30, that would be awesome too, because then I can... help get kids down and napped and all that stuff.
Yeah, it's getting close to nap time, huh? I miss that phase. My boys are never where I leave them. Yeah. I get nervous at home when it gets quiet. I'm like, what are you doing?
Oh, yeah.
Where are you?
Drop that crayon.
Yeah, oh, my God. I don't even want to. I actually put I didn't throw them all away, but I put them up, like, high where... They basically don't have crayons for the last couple of weeks.
Yeah. Unless Supervoid. That's been us.
I put it even where my wife can't reach. You're not giving it to him. I hit him.
Amazing.
It's horrible. I promised my wife I wouldn't give him any kind of spankings until they hit 5. And, so, because she's just my baby, I'm like, man, if I don't straighten him out, somebody will. But they're bad right now. I think just because they're not getting disciplined, they're just like, I yell, they look like they're scared, but then they know at the end of the day I'm not going to do anything, so they just keep testing me.
Keep going. Oh,
yeah, it's driving me nuts.
Yeah, I bet. Definitely. Boys on the patients.
They don't know the difference between boys and girls either. So my wife is tiny, and they just are jumping on her, beating up on her like she's me, you know, like, oh, let's wrestle mom. Yeah. And I'm like, no. I get home and she's just getting
abused. My wife.
Yeah. Yeah. Like, don't hit girls. They don't get it. They just look at me like, what's the difference?
Yeah.
All right. So I got your account set. I sent you a calendar invitation for that appointment. I'm just putting in like all the notes here. Are you interested in like a Google Voice number? It's free. It just puts like a different number up there. And then when a lead calls you off of Google, it'll come across as like a caller ID, as like a potential job opportunity. That way you can separate it from like personal calls.
Personal. Mm-hmm. Yeah. I mean, that'd be awesome.
It's better than getting a whole nother phone line.
Yeah. That's what I've been like trying to, figure out recently. I'm like, I want, because like the 910 number is a Wilmington number, because it's where we first came to when we arrived.
Yeah, it'll be a local number, so they'll actually base it off of like your PIN verification.
Okay, gotcha.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I'll get you a local line. I actually have a guy I just started working with yesterday, and he's in Florida. Yeah, it was Florida.
Mm.
And it was a weird one, though. He did, like, pest control, but he had an 808 number, and he was from Hawaii, actually, ironically.
Oh, crazy.
2 days in a row talking about Hawaii.
Oh, it's meant to be. Supposed to be like this.
Yeah, I know. I told my wife that. She was like, but my family. I won't miss mine, though.
But they can visit paradise whenever they like.
Yeah, exactly. I'm like, they won't have to stay at a hotel. Yeah, but she's not originally from here, and neither are her parents, so it's like, I mean, they could fly domestically, so they could technically go over there, but they're very hesitant. They're not like me. They go, oh, you've seen all these places all over the world? I'm like, I've been all over.
Yeah, that's cool, man. It definitely, like, it just helps. Give you a different perspective on life, too.
Oh, 100%. Yeah, I was telling my wife about that, and she's like, oh, all this stuff, and Trump this, and Trump that, and they're doing this, and they're doing that. I'm like, you came from over there. You should know that this is, you came here for a reason, and because it's better here, and I'm like, you know, it's, I don't agree with everything he's doing, but we got to take care of this place first. Or else it's going to turn into that place that you
left.
Tough conversations, but need to be had.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
Yeah.
But it is like, yeah, that's the, I don't know, big thing that I always was like, why is there this amount of money going to X, Y, and Z, yet there's thousands of people struggling in the country?
Yeah, it used to really frustrate me. I'm very libertarian, so I don't like, especially living in California, I don't like taxes, and I'd rather the government be small and not really impeding on people. The guy wants to go do drugs in his backyard. The government shouldn't be kicking in his door, telling him what to do.
Yeah.
Let him do it. Yeah. Yeah. So I'm very, like, leave the people alone, get out of our hair kind of thing.
Yeah.
He's reducing the government so he could be king. I'm like, that's not possible. Crazy people. Do you have any kind of license, insurance, or business registration?
Trying to think. I don't have, as of right now, but the plan is to be insured. But I have, I mean, it's registered with like an EIN and all that type of stuff.
Yeah. Yeah. Good. So they're going to ask you to, there's a form I'll show it to you here to fill out. They'll probably touch on it at the end of the client interview, but I'm just trying to give them, basically do most of the interview for them. I found your Facebook page here. I believe this is
you. Oh, cool.
Does it say Woodwork Staining and Sealing in the logo? Oh, no,
it's like
that's Columbus. Okay, no, it's not you.
It's a green.
Yeah, it's like a green with like three mountains or three A's on
it. Yeah, three roofs, yeah.
Yeah, I found it. Okay.
But if you flip it upside down, it's two W's.
Oh, oh, okay, I see it now. Yeah, this is definitely you, though. It's the number that we're on, and it has the email, too, and Instagram.
Okay, cool.
This is it.
Might have my picture on there as well.
There we go. Save.
Somewhere.
I didn't click any pictures. I'm just trying to make sure I have all the notes proper for this. Website attached. Basically, I'm going to do their job for them. So all they got to do is ask you a couple basic questions in the interview here. Fast track it.
Very kind.
Yeah. Try to help everybody. All right. Website's good. PayPal integration. They have a way that you could attach the PayPal and the digital payments to your website. You want to do that?
What do you, like, do you think that's beneficial?
Nah. If you already have your own website, the way it's set up, I mean,
yeah.
I don't really want them to touch it. I'd rather leave it personal, and then you can, I mean, unless they have to change something, I don't think we really need to touch the site.
Yeah, cool.
That's fine.
That's.
It's simple, but it'll get the job done.
Yeah.
Yeah, this is fine. You get an A- on the Google quality score for the site, so that's fine. You don't need that. You can collect the payment from them when you get there.
Okay.
Okay, call tracking. Number, yes. Okay.
I know, like, I have a way to do online payment, like, if someone was to book a service online, and then it, they can pay via a portal thing with the app that I use or whatever system I use, but I don't need another PayPal thing or something.
Yeah, less than more. Honestly, cash is still king, because once it gets over like 600, then they want to stick their mitts in there.
True.
Yeah, it's just better to not do it that way, and then plus they charge the percentages. Required business documents for handyman category. Hyde Street address. Requested with Facebook ads, but discounted pricing structure $249. Terms and conditions pending. The terms and conditions is a written outline of the agreement. It's going to come to you right now, and then you'll have to sign off on that. Or actually, it'll come after I process the payment. So let me just boom, boom. Client interview scheduled. All right, done. Okay, so now we just got to secure the first month's payment of the $249, Ben. How did you want to do that?
Cool. I can I can do that via card.
Okay. Now, is this under your name, the business name, or both?
This one, I think, is under both.
Okay.
Pull it. Yeah, it's got, yeah, Woodworks Home Service and Benjamin Joseph Wood on it.
Okay. Let me make sure. Add Joseph, and then add the business name. Yeah, because it's a write-off for you, so you want to make sure it actually has the business name. I would have put that, whether it was on there or not. make sure you can write this off. You need all the write-offs you could get. You can put the diapers on the business card.
Sending them while emailing.
During work hours.
Yeah.
All right, and then the billing address is going to be the same as the street address we're sending the Google PIN verification letter?
Yes. Yeah.
Okay. All right, I'm ready for you.
Cool. 5348.
5348.
5700.
5700.
0714.
0714.
8945.
8945. Okay, and the expiration date, month and year?
0330.
0330. And then there should be a three-digit code on the back.
Yeah, 407.
407, okay. And then just for protocol, Google has this voice verification I got to walk you through. If I say anything that you don't agree with, just stop me, okay?
Okay.
All right. So you're on a recorded line. It says, welcome to Local Splash's voice verification recording. This call will be recorded by Google to outline your service agreement with our company and as an added form of protection for you as the business owner. It says, to ensure the accuracy of your order, can you please state your business name?
Yeah, it is Woodworks Home Services LLC.
Thank you. And can you state your name and title within the company?
Yep, Benjamin Wood, an owner.
Okay, and are you authorized to enter into this agreement on behalf of your business today?
Yes.
Okay. So it says, to get results as fast as possible, Ben, it's important, excuse me, jeez, it's important that you're active, jeez, give me 1 second, I'm sorry.
Sorry.
Ugh, coffee maybe will help me. All right. It says, to get results as fast as possible, it is important that you are actively involved in your campaign. Do you agree to be responsive to phone calls and emails from our company and your customers within a reasonable period of time?
Absolutely.
Okay. It's really important. Especially if you see stuff coming from us, we're usually not going to bother you unless it's, like, urgent. Oftentimes, we could just okay. send off a text or an email, and that would suffice.
Cool.
In hiring our company as your Google-certified marketing representative, do you agree to disclose or let us know about any other forms of online advertisement while you're using our services?
Yes.
Okay. So that's not saying that you can't do anything else or that you have to cancel Home Advisor or anything like that. What we don't want to do is, like, duplicate anything or have you pay for something that we're already doing for you and causes discrepancies.
I gotcha.
Google's very, like, sensitive, I guess you could say, when it comes to your business name, the business address, phone number, and the website. All that stuff has to match up across the board. If there's discrepancies, they kind of suspend the listing until we make sure that we're actually giving the end user or the customer the right information. So
yeah, gotcha.
Try to avoid any of that. Okay. It says here, the initial term of your service agreement is 1 month. I am supposed to recommend that you try the services for 2 months, but all of our services are month to month. You're not binded to any kind of contract or anything like that.
Cool.
It says your payment for the initial term and the account setup will be charged today. It is March 19, 2025. It's going to be in the very discounted pricing structure of $249. However, I have you on a full platinum package bundle. I have waived all setup fees that are affiliated with your campaign. And I've locked you in at this discounted price indefinitely. So when the term is completed, the agreement's going to be set up to renew each month on the 19th day, but you'll keep this price of $249 for as long as you're with us. So unless you call me and say, hey, I want to do Google Guarantee or Google Ads or one of the other products that isn't already in your package, then your deal's the same. And then it says you may discontinue or cancel at any time. There's no cancellation fees or penalties or anything like that. If you ever do decide to discontinue, all that we ask is just let us know before the next bill is due so we could stop it from automatically charging you.
Gotcha. Yep.
It says, do you agree to those renewal and cancellation terms?
Yes.
All right. Pretty straightforward. That little one's waking up.
Oh, buddy boy.
Itty bitty. Man, I miss that.
God, that's good.
Actually, teared up a little bit. I don't know how old your other kids are, but I was looking at my boys going, man, they'll never be like that again. I'm like, is it over already?
My wife and I have been,
Oh, man. They got
this land. My wife and I have been looking at that. And like, gosh, they
grow
so quick.
Yeah, she randomly sends me old pictures all the time. Like, the first time
we took them
to Hawaii, it was like they were 6 months and a year and a half.
Gosh.
Yeah, they were no so way. Tiny. Yeah, it was so tiny. Like, she's, like, holding them. I'm at the shrimp truck. Like, my thumbs up.
Oh, man.
And then my oldest, his hair is just so, like, curly. He hasn't had that big curly... like hair since he was itty bitty, so it was just like, oh my god, he's all chunky. Now they're all lanky and like stretched out.
Yeah.
I miss that little fat baby. You just sit them down on the beach and they just sit there and mess with the sand. Yeah, now it's just, I gotta watch out. They go running towards the water.
Yeah. Straight in. No fear.
Yeah, zero. They're getting there, though. But we live really close to the beach. Like, I live about a mile from Huntington Beach.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Yeah, nice. So it's from the actual, like, beach itself. Yeah, I run down there all the time, mornings. So they're used to it.